This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
We cannot keep pretending that fringe ideas will remain fringe ideas and won't become something within the mainstream of America. I mean, we made that mistake before. Remember when they said, when we said it'll never happen, you know, a man in a dress going into a little girl's restroom, that'll never happen. Or when we said boys competing in girls' sports, that'll never happen. Or when we said our nation will open up, or when the French said, let's open up the borders and flood our country with millions of people, we said that'll never happen. And look at where we find ourselves. So when I hear a conversation that may not be a part of mainstream America, but a conversation that is being had nonetheless in various corners, especially on my side of the political aisle, that says women cannot be trusted with the ballot. And if we simply removed a woman's right to vote, then magically the country will start to heal itself tomorrow. I believe we cannot ignore that. And I believe we must meet that energy head on.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to the Kathy Barnett Show, and welcome. You have just entered into the No Safe Space Zone. I remember Charlie Kirk saying that when conversations stop, bad things happen. So here, there are no trigger warnings. The goal is to make the uncomfortable conversations just a little bit more comfortable. So the clip you just heard is just a snippet of my debate with Rachel Wilson. You have probably heard her. She is a little bit of everywhere. She wrote the book, Occult Feminism, The Secret History of Women's Liberation, where she kind of goes back and talks about the occult genesis of feminism. Nevertheless, Rachel and I went on to another person's YouTube channel that had almost a million subscribers, and we debated. And what we debated was, it was a live debate, on whether women should have the right to vote or not. I took the pro-19th Amendment position. Rachel Wilson took the anti-19th Amendment. And I know, before you just swipe to the left calling this just a fringe topic, this will never happen. Listen, I think we've all lived long enough to know we should never say that will never happen. There's a lot of things we're living through today that started off very fringe, as I said in that snippet, a man in a dress with a beard walking into a little girl's restroom. That was not mainstream America. And most of us would have said that will never happen. And look at where we are, right? So we can never say never, that will never happen again. Because when I started researching this, I mean, I thought this was just a fringe idea and it was just going to kind of be humorous and a little funny. But then I started researching and double clicking, and I realized very quickly, this has a very large movement. Like I said, the person's YouTube channel that I went on to, Jake the Rattlesnake, very generous, very kind person. Rachel herself, very generous, very kind. But that almost a million subscribers. And I knew I was walking into the lion's den. I knew that I was walking into an echo chamber that these people have cultivated for some time. And I wasn't walking into a situation where people were unbiased and willing to hear opposing ideas. And trust me, they let me hear it. They're continuing to let me hear it. But this is not fringe, or it's not as fringe as we would like to think that it is, right? We would all like to think that women having the right to vote is a settled conversation, but we're going to walk through snippets of my debate. And I mean, when I was thinking about coming and talking to you guys today about this, I was thinking to myself, how did we get here? I consider people like you and I, we're normal people. The 330,000 plus Pennsylvanians who voted for me, the thousands of Americans when I was traveling with Vivek Ramaswamy across the nation who just resonated. We resonate with one another. We're normal. We're just normal people trying to pay our bills, raise our children, go to the shore, take a little vacation here and there, be able to retire one day, right? But imagine us, normal people, in the center of a long line. And on both ends of this line are some pretty determined people, right? And these people are determined, they're vocal, they're willing to organize, they're willing to link arms six people deep across a six-lane freeway. You have it on both ends, right? So you and I are very used to seeing the left, the woke mob go out here and be very fringe and very radical and very vocal, pushing their ideas. Well, this group of almost a million subscribers that I walked into, they would align themselves with you, with me on the right, on the political right. And even as a conservative, they use our language. They speak about Christianity. They, again, these conservative principles, these traditional values, they use our language. And on any given day, you and I would say, yes, we are the same. I want to walk you through this because while you and I, the normies, are just minding our own business, healthy, balanced people, the Achilles heel of people like you and I, the normal people, while we're living our lives, the fringe is organizing. The fringe is persuading. The fringe is teaching. The fringe is vocal. The fringe, again, showing up and pushing policies on the rest of us. We've all lived, again, long enough to never say that will never happen. And now the spotlight is on whether or not women can be trusted with the ballot. You're listening to The Kathy Barnett Show. I will be right back. We're going to dig into this because I believe it is necessary. Again, when I started researching and preparation for my debate with Rachel Wilson, I thought this was a fringe issue. I thought this was, you know, ludicrous, ridiculous, that had never happened. And then I started double clicking and I realized just in this one YouTube alone, it's a million subscribers, but it's all throughout. Go to my channel at Kathy Barnett on YouTube and you will see, look at the comments under this live debate. There's a lot of people having a lot of conversation and I'm coming to you, the normies, and saying, maybe we need to take a look at this and not be so comfortable that this will never happen. Again, you're listening to The Kathy Barnett Show. I'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Women don't have rights unless men grant them to us and enforce them on our behalf. We, you and I, Kathy, are not going to rise up and physically take back our rights if they are rescinded. And I can give you examples of this from all around the world. The men grant rights to women. And because of that, because men are the ones who build and maintain this country, they defend its borders, they fight and die in wars, they are obligated by law to sign up for the Selective Service, and women are not. Why do we deserve equal say in how any of that goes? I don't think women should be telling men how to build and maintain the country, how to defend the country, how to enforce its laws, because we cannot do those things. And now, can you answer specifically just to that portion of my argument?
Your question is, men grant rights.
Mm-hmm.
And women cannot do anything, like cannot, you know, uprise against, I mean, you said if a woman cannot rise up and defend those rights,
right,
or the rescission of those rights.
Right.
And so, again, the fallacy here, are you saying, I just want to make sure that I'm clear
sure
on what you're saying. So you're saying that if
I cannot rise up and defend those rights, then I don't have those rights.
I'm saying that as
no,
a
I mean, to Jake's point, just yes or no. I mean, is that true?
No, that's because so what you're missing said, is
I wrote it
what
down.
Do
you want to just elucidate the point? Yep.
Yes. Men as a whole, as a group, we rely on them to enforce any rights we have. We can't enforce rights on our own behalf. So we are asking and petitioning men for those rights, and those men, benevolent as they are, grant them and enforce them on our behalf.
And so allow me to ask. So you said men grant us these rights. And if and I'm assuming you're alluding to men have the strength and the ability to enforce these rights. And if they don't enforce these rights, then women don't have the strength or the ability to do anything about it.
Yeah.
So are you saying to me then, I just want to make sure that I'm clear here, that, I mean, Jake, I saw one of your videos where you were boxing and all of that. I love MMA, by the way. So are you saying to me that if a weaker man comes in, let's just use you, Jake, if a stronger man comes in and he's able to beat you up and you can't do anything to defend yourself against him, does that mean Jake no longer has rights because he can't physically, he doesn't have the physical capacity to do anything about this man coming in?
So you're not, I'll try again because you're not quite understanding it. So
I think I am understanding what you're saying.
Let me explain. You want to clarification, so I'll clarify. When we say women are the one who have children,
okay,
that means in general, not all women have children and not all women can have children, but only women can have children. It's the same with men. Not all men can fight in a war. Not all men defend the border, but only men can do those things. So that's where we have to clarify. We can't be stuck in this hyper-individualist mindset where we're thinking each and every single person and every exception. The exception proves the rule. So if you look around the world, women don't have rights in every society.
You are listening to the Kathy Barnett Show, and what you just heard was, again, a little bit more of an extended clip of a back and forth dialogue that we were having in my live debate with Rachel Wilson last week on Jake the Rattlesnake YouTube channel of about almost a million people. And Rachel is very clear. I want you to hear that. Now, Rachel, she was just on Joe, all within the past 3 weeks. Rachel Wilson was on Joe Rogan's show. So he platformed her to multiple millions of people. Elon Musk retweeted one of her clips from another podcast that she was on. So I think, you know, it's like 25 million views easily, right? And so it's, you know, and of course, Joe Rogan, Elon Musk, and many others, they are resharing or tweeting or platforming the portion of Rachel Wilson's ideas, ideology that most of us would agree on when it comes to the cult aspect of feminism, how feminism has betrayed women. Most of us will agree on many, if not all, of Rachel's perspectives on that. What Elon Musk and Joe Rogan are not platforming is her conclusion. Right? Because she says many times, because women have maternal instincts that causes us to be, more compassionate, look for equality, want everyone to be equal and fair, that aspect of us has been manipulated and weaponized against us, which causes women, this is Rachel, to vote in ways that have harmed our country. And then she jumps to her conclusion, which is we must rescind the 19th Amendment. And that is what Rachel and I are discussing in this 2.5 hour debate. It was very long. It was very thorough. And here, Rachel is being very clear. And I've said to you guys so many times, when someone tells you who they are, believe them. Don't say, no, she didn't mean that. She's very clear. And let me tell you what she said again. You can go back and listen to this. But Rachel said, women have rights if men grant us those rights and enforce those rights. She says, women don't have the physical ability to rise up and defend our rights with brute force. Therefore, men who do have the ability, the physical ability to defend, they get to choose. So Rachel says very clearly that rights come from men because men are the ones who enforce those rights, who have the ability to, the physical ability to force their will on you as a woman. So therefore, the only rights that I have as a woman are the rights men have allowed me to have. I call this brute force doctrine. It's all about the physical, your physical ability to force your will. And since men, according to Rachel, are the only ones who defend the borders, which isn't true. I spent 10 years in the military, but again, don't let logic stop you, Rachel, right? Like, she's trying to get to her conclusion, so she's not going to be bothered with these incidentals. What you will see if you watch the entire debate is her shifting and changing colors in order to make her principles work. So again, Rachel believes rights come from men. I happen to agree with our founding fathers who said in the Declaration of Independence that there is a creator, a capital C creator, who has created each of us equally and has endowed us with certain unalienable rights, right? So our rights come from God, right to life, right to the pursuit of happiness, the right to freedom. But then the founding fathers go on to say, not only has this creator given us rights, not the king, not the pope, not the government, but our founding fathers believed, as I do, that a creator, a capital C God, has given us rights. But then they go on to say, in order to secure those rights, because there's always going to be a bully who wants to infringe upon your rights. So they go on to say, in order to secure these rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, men create or institute government. So men create government, systems, order, logic, in order to secure these rights. But they didn't stop there. The founding fathers go on to say, but the government derives their just powers by the consent of the governed. Newsflash, I'm a part of the governed. I know I'm a woman, but I'm a part of the governed. And so our founding fathers were very clear that our rights, that the government does not give me rights, that the, again, I want to be very clear. The 19th Amendment did not make me a person. The 19th Amendment did not make me a citizen. The 19th Amendment did not give me any rights. God gave me these rights. The 19th Amendment simply prohibited the government from denying and abridging my rights based on sex. So politicians were back in 1920 did not do women a favor by passing and ratifying the 19th Amendment. Politicians were simply acknowledging what God had already given me. And what Rachel is arguing here is that now some people like Rachel want the government to come and take a right that the government never created in the first place. That's her position, that rights come from men. So men, and really not just any man, but the strongest man. So now we're looking at the strong man, right? Brute force. And it's, and by strong, I mean physical ability to force their will upon you. Now, in Rachel's mind, that may look like a collective or a group or of some kind of tyranny, but I want to be clear that this is not conservatism. This is tyranny. This is government overreach. It may sound, you will hear her using vocabulary that sounds very familiar, sounds like conservatism, sounds like republicanism, but it's not. And I find that perhaps to be more dangerous than the blue-haired, nose-pierced, thinking there are 28 different gender person. I find what Rachel is presenting is more dangerous than the blue-haired devil who some of us talk about. You're listening to The Kathy Barnett Show. I'll be right back on the other side.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
Applies to what we're talking about right now. When you say we have these inalienable God-given rights, I would say, actually, God did not put in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt let women vote, or everybody gets to vote, right? These are new, as I said in my opening, these are new post-Enlightenment ideas that everyone is equal in every single way. And what I'm saying is that why should women have the same political power as men when we do not have to register for the draft when we turn 18 like a man does? We cannot do. This was a main argument of the anti-suffrage women. And maybe if you read my book, you know that only about 4% of women like strongly supported suffrage in the beginning, and women voted against having the vote so often that the women's suffrage associations stopped letting women vote on whether they wanted the vote, because the women kept saying, no, we don't want to be a political power block. We don't want to be involved in politics. It's dirty, nasty stuff. We have our own sphere of influence, and that's where we belong. They argued that women cannot protect the borders. They cannot build and maintain the infrastructure of this nation, and they cannot go to war to defend our country. So why should we have equal say in those matters with men?
So if a man become incapable of defending the border or going to war, should we also strip him of his right to vote? Is it based that? No, I don't think it's based on that.
This is a really common argument, Rachel,
in order to have a conversation, we have to go back and forth. Sure, so because you just asked, some pointed questions. And again, I have to go back to you said, that thou shalt vote is not in the Ten Commandment, but who don't vote? I mean, what group of people are ruled over and don't have a say in anything and just have to do whatever the king or their owner or their master tell them? God did not create me to be a slave. And so, and our founding fathers recognized that there is a God in heaven who has made all of us equally.
Yeah, you are listening to The Kathy Barnett Show, and I am just playing clips of my live debate against Rachel Wilson just a couple of days ago. And we were debating whether or not women should be allowed to vote. I know it's so crazy. Who's even talking about this? Why is this even an issue? We're just making up stuff to be angry about. No, when I started talking to Jake, who has a YouTube channel with almost a million subscribers. So there were a lot of people here. And I have a friend who says, there are some people who are like self-licking ice cream cones. Imagine, picture that. An ice cream cone licking itself, like, ooh, I'm so good. I'm so smart. This is the best ever. Yeah, that's the environment in which I walked into. I walked into an environment where people have kind of, this is like their safe space. They come, they all agree, and they just kind of, go against the grain and the system, and they're really kind of teasing out this new way of life, of living, right? And this is not as fringe as people like myself and maybe even you would like to think. And as I said in the opening, we have lived through too much to say that'll never happen. We've lived through too many things that have actually happened, right? And so I'm walking into this environment and And here you have a woman debating whether or not women should be allowed to vote. And this woman being Rachel, who took the position that women should not be allowed to vote. And the reason, as she said in this clip, is because she presented it as a question. She said, why should women have the same rights as men when women do not have the same responsibilities? And in Rachel's mind, women cannot defend the borders. I mean, I guess someone needs to send her photos of women actually in uniform defending the border. Women, according to Rachel, women cannot be sent to war. Women do not serve in the military. I served 10 years in the military. Women cannot build infrastructure. Yes, yes, she will make accommodation that, yes, there are some women who do that, but that is an exception to the rule. The rule is men do it. Now, let me be clear. I was not there in that debate to defend feminism. I am not. I do not defend. I am not someone who would ever defend feminism. I believe feminism has betrayed women. I believe you have a lot of late 30-year-olds and early 40-year-olds who played by the feminist rule book of, you know, sleep with everything you can, anyone you can in your 20s. Abort your babies, push it off to when you're ready later in life. Don't worry about getting married early. Just go get your career, get your education, get your career, work 12, 13, 14 hours. And then when you're ready, right, your man is going to be there. Your husband is going to be there. And what we're finding, if you're paying any attention to the culture, are a lot of 38-year-old women and 40-year-old women who are realizing that they play by the feminist rule book, and it was supposed to make them happy and powerful and I am woman, hear me roar kind of energy. And what they're finding is that they're broken. They've been bruised up, being battered back and forth. They're trying to compete with 20-year-old women for high-value men, and their clock, their biological clock is ticking. That's not everyone's story, but I've seen enough women to be able to say feminism has betrayed women. Feminism has also alienated men and women, right? Like, you can't even have a conversation without a man, you know, bowing down and acknowledging my greatness as a woman, right? Like, you can't even just have a regular conversation. Everything is so political. It's politicized, the conversation between men and women. Men are evil. Testosterone is evil. We need to feminize men. You guys see what I see. So I was not in this debate trying to defend feminism. My entire life has been a repudiation of feminism. I decided at an early age to prioritize my family, my husband, my children, and to leave the workforce and to be a stay-at-home mom and to homeschool and to invest my best energy, not in corporate America, but in my family. And if I could go back and do it again, I would. I'm very grateful that somehow I saw the light. And Rachel and I would agree with that. Most Republican women, most conservatives would agree with Rachel on this. And that is what makes this so insidious, sneaky almost. Because I found Rachel and Jake to be very delightful. They were so respectful. They made me feel very comfortable. And they kept pushing back the echo chamber that was trying to come at me hard. I saw Rachel pushing back, tapping them down, telling them, no, she's a good woman. And I appreciate that, Rachel. But at the same time, I became increasingly aware of what Rachel was proposing, and it is not federalism. which is the foundation of our country. It is not, our founding fathers did something that was so radical, that was so world shattering. It wasn't just, you know, nations. It shattered the world and how men with power conducted themselves. So you had our founding fathers with all of this power, and what did they do? They diversified that power. They divested that power. They spread that power out into three branches. And if you include the branch of state, the state's role, four different branches. They diversified that power and diluted that power so that it would not be concentrated in the hand of a king, or in the hand of a pope, or in the hand of the physically more dominating bully. And they made it a representative government where men create government not to rule over us, not to give us rights, but to secure the rights that God has given us. That's the Declaration of Independence. And the Declaration of Independence became the framework for the U.S. Constitution. And as I said there in that debate, I say now, America does not exist apart from the U.S. Constitution. So if you start yanking on the thread of the 19th Amendment, we will begin to unravel the very premise on which this country was founded. That is, our rights do not come from man, but they come from God. He has given all of us these rights, and the government job is to secure those rights, not rescind those rights. You are listening to The Kathy Barnett Show. I'll be right back.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
The American Revolution was launched on the belief that, for example, taxation without representation is tyranny. And so if we now rescind a woman's right to vote, are you also proposing that I no longer have to pay federal income taxes? Is that the quid pro quo that's on the table? Because if that urge, that if I have no say in how I'm being represented, then I don't want that kind of government. And in fact, it was a strong enough urge that caused the colonists to go into a very violent assault on England. And so if that principle applies to men, why doesn't it apply to women? Because by 1913, women were being taxed without the ability to have a voice in the government.
Yeah. You're listening to The Kathy Barnett Show. This is the final segment of our time today. It goes by so quickly. Again, I am that snippet of a clip is from a live debate I did a couple of days ago with Rachel Wilson. She has been platformed by Elon Musk. He has retweeted her tens of millions of views on her interviews that she does. She recently was on Joe Rogan. So again, tens of million, 25 million views easily. And again, my producer just said to me, the problem with some of these people is that they present like normal people. So if you're listening to her, I mean, these are not ignorant people. They are well-read. They know some historical points, and they have the ability to articulate very well and very convincingly. But what you find when you listen is that there are a number of fallacies. One of them is, I always mess up how to pronounce it, but it's non sequitur. Non sequitur. I always have to say it twice. Non sequitur. So, that particular fallacy is that the logic does not follow, right? So she will start with the premise, women are emotional, more emotional than men. Most of us would agree with that. And as a result, our emotions are manipulated. and weaponized against us, causing us to vote for socialist, Marxist, equality, open borders, unity, oneness. We're all the same. There are no illegals. We're all people. And because women are probably more, you know, susceptible to being emotional about the frailties of human existence, that aspect of us, that thoughtfulness, caring, nurturing, maternal instinct part of us gets weaponized against us and have us out here voting for policies that are actually harming the country. I would not completely disagree with that. I wouldn't completely disagree with that. But then her next step is, therefore, she jumps over 35 different steps to go immediately to her conclusion, which is, therefore, women cannot be trusted with the ballot. We must rescind the 19th Amendment. And then magically, and I literally have heard them say this, the day we rescind a woman's right to vote, magically the next day, everything will start to get better in the country. Literally, I've heard them say this. And again, like I said, Jake was very welcoming. It's, you know, when you're walking into someone's YouTube space, it's like walking into their home. And Jake and Rachel were very hospitable, very kind. You would like them, just good people. But I think that therein lies my concern. I like them. They present well. They speak very well. And it takes someone who is actually following their logic. Because, for example, again, I will restate one of her premises is that women cannot be trusted with the ballot because we're emotional. And because of our emotions, we tend to vote overwhelmingly Democrat. That's her logic. Well, if you follow that premise of hers, well, then you say, okay, well, today we rescind the 19th Amendment. Tomorrow, do we rescind the 15th Amendment that acknowledge the right of Black people to vote? It didn't give Black people the right to vote. It acknowledged that Black people have a right to vote and the government should not deny or abridge that right. It doesn't give them the right. It prohibits the government from being a bully and infringing and taking away a right that the government never gave to Black people or to women or to whomever. So if you follow her logic that because women vote overwhelmingly Democrat, their emotions are being manipulated and therefore they cannot be trusted with the ballot. And therefore she leapfrog jumps in her reasoning to get to the conclusion, therefore we should rescind the 19th Amendment. Well, if you follow her logic, Black people vote overwhelmingly Democrat as well. So if I follow her logic, if today we rescind a woman's right to vote, tomorrow do we rescind a Black person's right to vote? And after that, do we go after the Asians? Do we go after the Indians? Do we go after the Hispanics? Who's next? And who's next, according to Rachel, depends upon whoever is holding the auto pen. Who is the strongest person in the room? That person will decide. Not God, not the Constitution, but the person with the strongest physical ability to force their will on you. That person gets to decide who votes. And so now we're no longer in a republic. We're now a constitutional republic. We're now in a banana republic. We're now Venezuela. We should now start saying, you know, como estas, muy bien, because we're no longer America. We're something other. We may still be called America, but we're no longer America. And the insidious aspect of Rachel and Jake and others is that they present very well. They present like normal people until you start listening and you begin to realize this is so insidious that we would be people like you and I would be enticed to bring them among the fold and to have them with the rest of us sheeps, right? And then you realize, wait a minute, she doesn't believe our rights come from God. She believes men give us rights, and not just any man, but the one man who has the greatest amount of physical capability to force his will upon you. That doesn't sound like America. That sounds like every despot regime that has used that force, that power, that control, that brute force to murder millions of people in order to get the population to line up and do what they want them to do. Sounds like North Korea. Sounds like Lenin, Stalin, Hitler, right? It sounds like, not that I'm calling Rachel Hitler or any of those things, but if you follow the logic, and she was very clear, I did not take any of her comments out of context. You can go to my YouTube channel at Kathy Barnett and you can listen to the live debate. It's a little bit over 2 hours, but it was entertaining. It was entertaining because she was trying to hold my feet to the fire. I was certainly holding her feet to the fire and showing the slippery slope of her logic and what comes next. So why does any of this matter? Why am I even talking about this? Because I believe people like you and I must do a better job of going out into the marketplace of ideas and competing for hearts and minds. That's our job. Yes, I believe the left has manipulated a whole lot of people. The left has manipulated people's emotions. The left has manipulated people, the history. The left has manipulated a whole lot of people to do things that did not serve them well. Have you ever seen a 15-year-old girl who cut off, who had her perfectly healthy breast removed? Have you ever met a 9-year-old who started the process of chemically castrating himself? I've met both of those people. So I would say there are a lot of people who present well, who have manipulated and weaponized emotions and history, even biology, to force their will on other people. And I believe that instead of when you're dealing with manipulated voters, we should not strip their rights away. Instead, when dealing with manipulated voters, we who know better need to teach better. We need to persuade better. We need to organize better. We need to be willing to stand even when everyone else is telling you to take that jab and say no. If that's what you believe, we have to have beliefs. I heard Charlie Kirk say this, but I've heard many people say this before, but I think it was Charlie Kirk that really resonated with me when he got up on stage at Liberty University once. I was in the audience and he said, freedom is hard work. It is. Freedom is hard work. The normal people, the normies like you and I, again, we're just trying to pay our bills and raise our family and hopefully retire one day, right? Take a vacation here and there, right? And so we're not, you know, linking arms, making human chains across 6 lanes of traffic. No, we're not doing that. We have a life. And that's crazy. But when we don't do it, the quote unquote fringe on both sides of the political aisle are willing to do it. And we have to meet that energy. We have to, again, organize better, teach better, persuade better, and be willing to speak truth. I also believe we have to discipline ourselves. Ordered liberty. Freedom can only survive within a moral and lawful framework. is completely inadequate for any other kind of people. You have been listening to the Kathy Barnett Show. And as I say once more, don't forget to think. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.